Hey, Holy Girl Walker, this is Deanna Gresh. Let's make it easier for you to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret is walking. Your brain loves it. That back and forth movement of your legs improves memory. If you walk with me for the next 28 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized. In this, the first season of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to calm anxious thoughts with Psalm 91. All right, let's go. I have been to the Great Wall of China. Breathtaking. And in more than one way. You see, before you can experience the magnificent panoramic views and see the artistry, you have to climb up to it. On stone steps. Lots and lots of them. Where I visited, it was 600 steps straight up. Can you say leg day? But I digress. The purpose of bringing up the Great Wall was to ask you this. Did you know you can camp on the Great Wall of China? I have a friend who did it. She climbed up there, hiked to a distant spot with little foot traffic, and pitched herself a tent. Well, I was thinking about that the other day, and I thought to myself, sometimes I live in an emotional tent, forgetting I have a mighty fortress. Think about that. The Great Wall of China was built as a barrier to defend northern China from enemy attacks, and the wall was once a massive military defense system, or a series of them, really. Not just physically, but psychologically. I mean, who was going to come up against that, right? My friend, God is a fortress that is mightier than the Great Wall of China, and we get to camp ourselves on Him. Let's not pitch emotional tents that could blow away and think that's what actually shelters us. God is called a fortress about 21 times in the Bible. And today I want you to string together Psalm 91, 1-6, which mentions that fortress. Soak once again in the truth that He is your strong tower. Now, I know we're seeming to go backwards as you meditate. Meditation isn't linear. The art of it is actually not controlling every thought, but rather following them. And today, as I meditated before writing this, I was drawn backward in our memorization task to verse number 2. You're going to experience that too as you complete your meditation and memorization. Pay attention to where the Spirit leads you. He may have some really great treasures that you weren't ready to receive when you were previously working on a verse. Follow Him. Walk behind Him. Now, speaking of walking, let's talk about it. You know, lots of other religions have physical traditions. Hinduism has yoga, for example, and each of those physical acts is supposed to be used to meditate. Well, recently I discovered a Christian author who wrote a whole book about his idea that walking might be the Christian physical tradition. Now, this is just an idea, not biblical, but I think it's worth exploring as you walk with Jesus. After all, there was a lot of walking with God in the Bible, starting right at creation when Adam and Eve walked with God the Father in the garden. And it's what Jesus did when He interacted with His disciples. Of course, walking is a slower-paced physical activity, isn't it? I have a pastor friend who says intimacy with God always involves slow. God is never in a hurry, and He enjoys the journey with us as much as the destination. Walking deepens our experience of what is familiar with God and yet keeps revealing to us new things about Him and about us. That's kind of how the Holy Girl Walk has been for me anyway. In the first one that I did, I experienced new things with Jesus in a new way that I had never experienced before. Things like friendship, healing in my body. I was remembering sweet encounters from the past that I'd had with Jesus. I was experiencing very intimate prayer. I was having new discoveries about His character. And I'm hoping you'll experience new things with the Lord as you walk today. Just let Him be in charge of where He takes your mind as you once again meditate on Psalm 91, 1-6. If there's a specific word that stands out, trust that that's the Holy Spirit speaking to you and saying, this is what I want you to see about Me and learn from Me today. And if it just happens to be a mighty fortress, then you and I were on the same path today. But if not, that's okay too. Did you grab the study guide for the Holy Girl Walk yet? For this, the first season, Calm Your Anxious Thoughts, a 28-day Bible memory guide to Psalm 91 is available. It's only available at my websites, danagresh.com or mytruegirl.com. Now, you might think, I'm nearly halfway through this Holy Girl Walk. Why would I need it? Well, I'm 2 years into meditating on Psalm 91, and in this pass-through, I gleaned new things because I have it memorized. I hope the passage becomes richer and richer to you too. And if I can help you by guiding you through it in this easy-to-use daily guide, I'd love to do that. Again, you'll find that at danagresh.com and at mytruegirl.com. Happy walking, friend.